General Don Bolduc's closing NH Senate campaign ad, Let's Live Free or Die, Baby. By Wendell Hasebo on November 3, 2022. Republican General Don Bolduc defied Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, and the Washington, D.C., Uni Party by deploying the Granite State's motto, Live Free or Die, in his closing campaign ad before Tuesday's election. Senator Hassan is lying. Because that's what people in Washington, D.C., do. We cannot afford the status quo, General Bolduc says in the ad, released Thursday. We have to say, enough is enough. Because career politicians in Washington, D.C., have made bad decisions about our economy and about energy, and it is costing people their livelihoods, he continued. You need an outsider. Let's live free or die, baby, General Bolduc concluded the ad. According to recent polling, General Bolduc has clawed his way from 11 points down to now lead by 2, a 13-point swing in 6 weeks despite being outspent by $9 million, third-quarter fundraising totals show. General Bolduc has campaigned on reducing inflation, ending illegal immigration, and unleashing American energy. Hassan has had a difficult time overcoming her voting record. Hassan has voted 96% of the time with President Joe Biden's agenda. She has cast inflation-fueling votes over the last 2 years. She voted for the so-called Inflation Reduction Act and the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus. Over 230 economists warn the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will exacerbate inflation. Moreover, Hassan has supported Biden's war on American energy, which has also fueled soaring costs. Hassan voted at least 2 times against energy exploration in ANWR. She voted 3 times in 2021 against legislation to prohibit a ban on fracking. She voted 4 times in 2021 against advancing the Keystone XL pipeline, killing about 11,000 American energy jobs in the process. I have to give her credit, General Bolduc said in Wednesday's debate. The first time I heard her use the word inflation was tonight. She doesn't even talk about it. She skips all around that issue because she has caused it. The New Hampshire Senate race is one of 7 battleground states that will determine which party controls the Senate. To retake the Senate, the GOP needs to hold Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and retake either Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, New Hampshire, or Georgia to have a 1-seat majority in the Senate. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.